waiting for the screen. Okay. Someone raised the question. Did Peter believe Jesus' resurrection according to the gospel accounts? Okay. So I think we have to understand what is the resurrection. And do you truly understand the meaning of resurrection, like Peter? Okay. Then from Luke's account, now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, and he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes, two disciples' eyes were opened, and they knew him, so they knew Jesus Christ at a dead point. Then Jesus Christ vanished from their sight, and they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very moment, and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11, of course, including Peter. Okay. And those who were with them gathered together, 11 and the other disciples, the other followers of Jesus Christ. And saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. So Jesus Christ appeared to Simon, yes. Because according to the 1 Corinthians, Jesus Christ first to appear to Simon. So that's why Simon is the head of the class. Even Jesus Christ appeared to him. But did he believe? It's another question mark. Okay. So let's continue. So at this point, you understand Jesus Christ appeared to him, might appear to him. But how did Peter take this special event to maybe he could not understand what meaning? Okay. And they talked about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them. So Jesus himself stood in the midst, Jesus didn't have to knock the door, just appear amidst of them. Okay. And said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had been a spirit. They had seen a spirit. So they considered Jesus is a spirit. What they saw is a spirit. You understand my point? So Peter understood that Jesus is a spirit. Yes, I saw him, and Jesus appeared to Peter, right? But it's a spirit, because they could not understand what truly means of resurrection. Okay, then we continue. So Jesus will explain what resurrection. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet. See, my hands and my feet. That is I, myself. Handle me, you can touch me and see, right? Because you consider I am spirit, but the spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. So from this passage, we can see Apostle Peter consider Jesus, right? Jesus appeared to him, yes, but he considered Jesus was a spirit. And Jesus explained the resurrection. Right? So we said Jesus was resurrected because he could not understand the true meaning of resurrection. You understand? So far? Understand? Okay. Because today, for us, right, we understand it because the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit, so we understand it now. Right? But if you put yourself 2,000 years ago, when you see Jesus, even he resurrected from the dead, but I say, hey, what's it? Right? Because it never happened before. It never happened before. So how can you understand? Right? So Jesus said, why are you troubled? Then John's account, this is John's account, okay, according to the book of John. Peter therefore went out, and the other disciples, and were going to the tomb. The other disciples, we don't know who was he, we don't know. But many theologians think maybe John, okay, and which John? Maybe the author of it, John, right, Apostle John. Maybe, we don't know, okay. And Peter, okay, so the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he stooping down and looking in and saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. So the young man, because the other disciple is younger than Peter, okay, so he said, wait, respect Peter, until Peter coming, then let Peter get in first, and then the other disciples went in. So Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloth lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, were folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed Jesus was resurrected from the dead, right? Okay. And he said, believe. But didn't say Peter believed it as well. I only said the other disciples believe when he saw believe. But what he believed, we don't know. Right? Is believe Jesus just like in a form of a spirit, appear in the form of a spirit, or also appear in the form of flesh and bones, right? Okay. So we don't know because Bible didn't tell us what he believed at this point. Then for us yet, they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their hometown, okay, their own homes, and did not mention whether Peter believed or not. Okay. Then, according to Mark's account, after that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Okay, so those two met Jesus on the way to Emmaus, right? But now they knew Jesus, they knew. So they went back to Jerusalem and talked to the 11, but they did not believe them. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So from this point, we go back. We go first screen. Do we truly understand the meaning of resurrection? Resurrection with the flesh and bones, not just me now, right? But this is our flesh and bones. So we live under the space and time. Right? But Jesus resurrected already. So spirit and also the flesh. So he can just suddenly be in Taiwan, right, or be in Africa at the same time, right, at the same time, because change the form already, like spiritual body. So when Jesus the second coming, then we were resurrected. We will be resurrected, right? And like Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the first fruit of resurrection. So at the last day, when Jesus come again to take up into the heaven, then we will be like that. So I can see, I can recognize you, right? Same, I can recognize you. You like wear the glasses, right? And then look at me, right? So I can recognize you because same form, but in spirit. And Jesus said, the spirit without a form, without a flesh and body, so you cannot touch. God is a spirit, right? God is a spirit. God's spirit, can you touch? Can you touch? Where's your spirit? Where? You cannot touch. Right? It's invincible. Invincible. But when we resurrected, our body will be like Jesus Christ. It's a total freedom. It's a freedom. Right? So Jesus set us freedom. When we live in Jesus, inside Jesus, because after we receive water baptism, then we actually, the first time, resurrected already. We resurrected already. The first time. Okay. Then Jesus set us free. So we can walk in the spirit. We can walk to anywhere. We can walk anywhere. Even we can walk into heaven. We can pray to heaven. During the prayer, our incense were ascended to the heaven. Our prayer will be ascended into heaven. Everyone can see God's glory. Okay. And of course, when Jesus' second coming, we truly be redeemed, redeemed. And we are waiting for that day. So let me go back to the screen here. What happened? Okay. Did Peter believe Jesus' resurrection according to the gospel account? Yes or no? How many of you say Jesus did not believe? Raise your hand. Did not believe? Raise your hand. Peter did not believe. Raise your hand. And believe? Raise your hand. I did not believe, okay, according to the accounts of Gospels. Because then could not understand the meaning of resurrection at a dear time. Of course, after the Holy Spirit came down on them, they understood, right? So they preached the gospel, they preached Jesus. Jesus was resurrected already, and he was Christ. Peter became a humble man. Before they received the Holy Spirit, they just argued who was the greatest man, who was the greatest. Even Jesus was on the way to Golgotha to be nailed on the cross, and they just have a great argument. They just dispute who was the greatest. But after they received the Holy Spirit, then he became humble man. Because according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, God gave grace to the humble one, right, to the humble, and resist to the proud. See? Apostle Peter said, God gave grace to the humble, because he himself became humble. Let's turn to Galatians. Chapter 2, verse 11. Galatians 2 and 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. 12. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. 13. And the rest of the Jews also prayed the hypocrites with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. 14. When I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, then actually he rebuked Peter before all the other disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. And I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles, not as the Jews, why do you compare Gentiles to live as the Jews? Right. And at that time, Peter just take it, right? Just take it. He did not fight back. Right? He didn't fight back. He just took it, whatever Paul talked to him. So this need great humility, okay? Need a great humility. You can see Peter was the head of a class, right? Peter was the inner circle of disciples. Inner circle, how many will be inner circle of disciples? Only three, Peter, right? And John, James, only three people. And Peter saw Jesus Christ himself. And Peter stayed with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years. And Paul not, right? Paul's after. He converted to Jesus Christ and far back, right? It's far back, far behind. So need humility. Suppose one day you rebuke your father, right? And if your father take it, then which means your father show his humility, you know. If you rebuke dad, you're not right. But usually parents say, oh, no, what you say, I'm not right, right? They will defend for themselves because of self-respect, self-esteem, right? And also a little bit proud because I am your parents, right? Like yesterday I talked about the company, they have regulations. The number one, I'm boss. The second, if I'm wrong, then go to number one. Right? So I'm your father. If I'm wrong, I still your father. So if your father can take your rebuke, then take it then to show your father's humility. So in the same way, when we have experience with something, like you were angry so well, but show your humility, also can take some criticism or take a rebuke, and also can help others to show our humility, like Peter. Okay, even he experienced with Jesus Christ himself and followers of Jesus Christ. Then let's turn to 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, Brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him. So he acknowledged Apostle Paul's wisdom, right? Even Apostle Paul is younger than he was and also less experienced with Jesus Christ. But he said, according to the wisdom given to him, right, has written to you, 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are something hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. So we can see that Peter acknowledged Apostle Paul's epistle. This need a lot of humility. You know, for the graduate student, they have to prepare for the sermon notes, sermon outline. And to my surprise, even some of you write a very good, very organized sermon notes, very organized. Even a pastor, but in your age or in your experience, in your level, you can write such kind sermon notes. It's great. Thank God. So I should recognize, I should acknowledge your talent, your gift. But if I say nothing, you know, this is nothing. It's not good enough. Yeah. I'm much better than you are. Then I have proud. I have pride. So Peter just acknowledged Apostle Paul's epistle. New man, Peter. So after they received the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit just transformed Peter. Okay. So he became a new man. The first one, regenerated by the Holy Spirit from division to unification. Because when the last night Jesus was arrested, right? Then on the way to Gethsemane, they still have a fight, bigger fight, to dispute over who was the greatest, right? Just before they received the Holy Spirit. So they might dispute all the times for the Jesus followers, Jesus disciples. But after they received the Holy Spirit, then they become united. Okay? Even they received the Holy Spirit. And then Peter, just with his 11 apostles, stood up, and then raised their voice, then preached gospel boldly. Okay? So regenerated. So if you have the Holy Spirit, we should be transformed by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Just follow Holy Spirit's guidance. We just follow. And sometimes we will resist Holy Spirit's guidance. So when the Holy Spirit try to move us, try to touch us, try to depict us, we should follow. If you reject it, then just like a blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So Bible tells us, if anyone blaspheming the Holy Spirit, then never be forgiven. This is the greatest sin, greatest sin. So why Bible says so? Because if we resist the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then just lead us to the death. Okay, one day we will die. We might not die right away, but one day we will die. Okay. Like if we, in the internet, then we just search any kind of dirty pictures. Then in our heart, of course, the Holy Spirit will rebuke us. I do believe every time when I do something wrong, the Holy Spirit will rebuke us. I do believe, right? As long as we are children of God, then the Holy Spirit will rebuke us, because our Heavenly Father will chastise those who he loved. Okay. So our Heavenly Father will rebuke us through the Holy Spirit. But if you just ignore that it's nothing, not a big deal, it's not a big deal, just keep going to watch some dirty movie, dirty pictures, then one day we will have trouble. One day the Holy Spirit will depart from us. Guarantee, one day. And later on, if we won't repent, return to God, then one day we will die in the sin. We will die in the sin. And even nobody knows, no one knows, but God knows, one day God will hold us accountable, okay? So even nobody knows. Now, if you have the Holy Spirit, just follow the Holy Spirit. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 12. John chapter 16, verse 12. See? I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Because at that point, They still did not receive the Holy Spirit. Right? So God said, you cannot bear them now. I still have many things to tell you. So at this point, Jesus has still many things to tell us, many to tell us, because we have the Holy Spirit, so we can bear it. We will understand. We understand the truth because we have the Holy Spirit. So Jesus will tell us how to make a decision, how to make a good choice. If we make the right choice, then we can live in a smooth life, right? Better life. We have a good future. If we won't listen to the voice from the Holy Spirit, then we make a wrong choice, then we will sorrow forever. We will regret for our whole life. Okay. You know, there was a Christian, lady Christian. She made a commitment to the Lord. She said, Lord, when I get married, I want to walk in the red carpet in the chapel. I want to walk through the red carpet in the chapel. So which means I want to keep purity. I want to keep purity until my wedding. This is her dream. This is her dreams, okay? And her promise and her commitment to the Lord. And it turned out she committed adultery. So she could not hold a wedding in the chapel. She felt so sorrowful. She felt so regret. You know, just, you know, she could not forgive herself. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you know, still feel guilty. So after she reached 40 years, and she wrote articles to encourage the young people, keep your purity. Don't like me, even now, I still feel so guilty. Because I broke my promise. So our young brothers and sisters, okay, made a commitment to the Lord. I want to walk through the red carpet in the chapel, okay, receive blessings from pastors, from elders, from the ministers, from God, from Jesus Christ. Okay. So regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Then empowered by the Holy Spirit. Okay. From unbelief to belief. That's in the power. Right. You know, so many truth-seekers, yeah, doesn't matter how much time we spend with them, and doesn't matter how much we talk to them. Maybe you are very eloquent to talk to them, or you are a very good speaker, you can convince someone, you are a serious person, but you can find it's so difficult to persuade someone to believe in Jesus Christ, to believe in Jesus' doctrines. It's so difficult. Yeah. Even that's okay, well, okay. By courtesy, they consent our doctrines. But after we ask them, if you consent, if you agree our doctrines, and why not receive water baptism? Not at the right time. Let me think about, right? Next time, okay. And then next time, we ask him again, are you ready for water baptism? And then not yet. So it's so tough. Because God's power does not work in their heart. But if God's power works in their heart, it's so easy. Right? It's so easy. There is a brother in Bowen Park. Yeah. You know, before he converted to our TDC, and his parents believed in TDC before him. Okay, so Pastor Liang made a visitation to his house and to visit his parents. And Pastor Liang also took this opportunity to preach this young brother. At that time, he was still a truth-seeker, non-believer. Okay. So Pastor Liang just preached to him. Then he was so upset. Why you preach the gospel to me? I won't believe. And he just dropped Pastor Liang out. He said, get out of here, Pastor Liang. I don't like this anymore. See? So his heart is so hardened, right? And to me, I might think, this will not change, you know? So ridiculous. Okay? He rejected the gospel. But a couple years later, he believed. Why? Because God's power works in his heart. God's power, okay, for that we need God's power, we need the Holy Spirit to change someone's heart. Not because our talent, not because our preach, not because our talent, our ability, no, because the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. So from unbelief to belief, and strengthened by the Holy Spirit, okay, from timidity to courage. Okay. That's why Peter three times denied Jesus Christ, right? Three times. Okay. Tremble, tremble. So if somebody asks you, what is your religion? Of course, it's a Christianity, right? But the next question, which church are you going to? Which church are you going to? Scratch your head, right? Let me think. Jesus' church, Jesus' church, right? Jesus' church. We are church. We are Jesus' church. Even say true. It's Jesus' church. So shameful to announce, to proclaim our church name, our church title, true Jesus' church. Right? So be courageous. Then after they receive the Holy Spirit, they just take a courage to preach, right? And opened by the Holy Spirit, from narrow-minded to open-minded. Okay? Narrow-minded, okay? Because Jesus tells us, not everyone convinced my name can enter into the kingdom. Right? Only those who do the will of God can enter into the heaven. And some people say, Jesus, we preach in your name. We perform miracles in your name. We cast the demons in your name. Why we cannot enter your kingdom? Why? Why not? But Jesus said, you evil man, get out of here. Get out of here. I don't know you. See? So we have to do the will of God. So narrow-minded, okay, from another sense, narrow-minded. Okay. But at the time, Apostle Peter, the narrow-minded, which means he just hold the gospel only for Israel people. The whole gospel only for Israel people. Like hold the gospel only for your household, only for yourself. You enjoy the God's grace. Of course, it's good. You keep the God's grace, right? You enjoy it. But it's not enough. We have open-minded, open. Also, lay other people to share our gospel, to share our goodness, to share our grace, to share with us. So open our heart to lay others also share, right? Share our grace, our blessings from God. So when Jesus talked to Peter, preached to the Gentiles, then he just followed because the Holy Spirit told him to do so. Okay, and then this is just sum up the main points for Peter's transformation. Okay, the turning point is the Holy Spirit. Then after that, he testified for Jesus, who is the Christ, in one accord, and with boldness, understand the truth, has great faith, and has humility, and has great power. Any questions about Peter? About Peter? Fisherman, right? Fisherman, and to become fish of men. So we have the fishmen, right? Fishmen. How the fishmen? Then we will study Paul, Right? How the fishermen, that Paul continued Peter's job. Even Apostle Paul be called Gentiles of Apostle, the Gentiles of Apostle. Okay. Let's see. So how he preached to the Gentiles? Paul. So he was be called the Apostle of Gentiles. So you can see these pictures, right? This gave you the whole pictures, how Jesus called him, right? So one day he want to go to Damascus to put Christians in the jail, persecuted Christians. Then on the way to Damascus, and then the great light just shone upon him. This is light from God, not sunshine, because the Bible says it's brighter than sun. It's brighter than sun, so which means from God himself. And it shone upon him. So see, all people accompany him, just kneel down to the ground. Okay, so next class we are starting Pastor Paul. Any more questions? No? Then let me ask you, okay, about Peter. Okay. What is we know Jesus set up a school, right, to teach people how to fish, how to fish men. Then what is the requirement? What is the requirement of the admission for the admission? What is the requirement? What is the requirement in order to get in the school? What is the requirement? Elliot, what is the requirement in order to get into school? Elliot, what is the requirement? There. Too small, huh? Let me, too small for you. Hey. Okay, and what's the next one? What's the next one? Okay. Okay. Samuel. Okay. Where is Samuel? He sat there before, huh? Okay. Edwin, what are the three requirements in order to get in the school? What are the three requirements? Edwin, what are the three requirements? Edwin, what are the three requirements? Edwin, normally called Edwin. From UK, I mean from UK. Yeah, I'm sorry, maybe I pronounced your name wrong. Yeah. Edwin. I pronounce right? Okay. So what are the three requirements? Come on, sister said, okay. So they failed, They F, F. But the Pastor Huang said F is fine. So it's still fine, huh? Okay, let me ask sister. Okay. Emeline? From East Bay? Not here yet, okay. Amy, Chicago, where, okay. What are the three requirements? Okay, good, see, sister, right? Okay, right, okay. So brother, if, yeah, it's fine, don't worry. And let's play in science.